Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Friday the 22nd of July 2011. All of the technology news from the previous 48 hours. I've got that Friday feeling. Yes, bring it on, bring it on. So Nokia has got the corporate face-egging this morning. It would seem that their figures from the previous quarter are not quite as good as they thought. Down 32%! Oh dear. Microsoft has jumped into bed with them. Could be a big mistake, people. It's $323 million worth of losses we're talking about here. It's not exactly good news for Nokia. They are also no longer the number one seller of phones. That's gone to Apple, I'm afraid. They've taken over. And oh, it's in bad old shape. Now, we don't usually do something frivolous early on in the podcast. It's always down towards the end. But, I'm sorry, I really want one of these. There's a new Xbox 360 console that's been released with a Star Wars theme. It's got an R2-D2 case, and it's got a C-3PO hand controller that's in gold. It'll rub off very, very quickly, but who cares? It's also got a Kinect with it, and it looks absolutely super gorgeous. It's $450 if you want to buy it, but I think it's worth every penny. I want one. LulzSec has decided not to publish News International emails that it stole from The Sun. It hacked into sun.co.uk and it decided that it wasn't going to take all of the stuff that it had and shove it out there into the cloud because of the fact it may prejudice the initial court case and it wants people to go behind bars. Unfortunately, because the server's been hacked, it means that the emails are corrupted and chances are a judge is going to throw it out anyway. So you might as well release them, LulzSec. Let's see what they've got to say. Hollywood has been greedy. Well, there's a surprise. But it would seem that their greed has stopped 3D becoming the success that it should be. According to the CEO of DreamWorks, Jeff Katzenberg, he said that the greed of Hollywood has meant that retrofitting 3D to movies just to try and be greedy about it has cost them the reputation because all of the retrofitting, of course, was crap. All of the stuff that DreamWorks does is first generation 3D and it won't be changing in the future. He said it looks like Hollywood has snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. However, he thinks it's not too late for them to get it all back. I don't see it myself, Jeff. Everyone thinks it's a pile of crap, and after you've fixed it, they'll still think it's a pile of crap, mate. The fantastic news is that the Amazon Game Download Center is coming to the UK in October. You've got a download store already in the US since February 2009, but the big titles are going to be able to come down in October here in the UK. That coincides with Modern Warfare 3. Good grief, isn't that a surprise? Well, you'll be able to get all of the stuff and all of the prices will be there and hopefully it'll be cheaper, but whether you get to maintain your gaming experience, now that's the key. Microsoft have issued their figures as well and they've posted record revenue, but the Windows revenue is not what's keeping that up. It seems that that's kind of flat, not really that good at all. Total revenue for the fourth quarter was $5.78 billion, which is up 7% year on year. Annual revenue of the company for last year was $22 billion. That's an enormous amount. Well done, Microsoft, but I'm afraid, Mr. Ballmer, it's not going to keep you your job. Now, there's people still trying to download Lion and get it off the servers and see if it works or not, but I'm afraid it's not the only thing that happened this week for Apple. Yes, there was lots of hardware released. There's cinema displays out there as promised, and there's also MacBook Airs with Thunderbolt on it, and there's a brand new Mac Mini with no optical drive, but there's a space for a second drive if you want it. So the server option looks really, really good. Still got a very low graphics capability, however, though. Not brilliant. And finally, Uber Gizmo has the gizmo that every dog walker needs, the dog poop collector. It's a swing around thing that you put in and you squeeze it and then you shove it down and pull the stuff up and flip it back the other way and it's grand. It's got an excretion cleaner button, which is worth the purchase price alone. What the purchase price is, I'm afraid the story doesn't tell. And it's in luminescent green, so it's not going to look pretty when you go out for it. But you don't have to touch the poo, so it can't be all bad. If you've got a story and no one wants to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at bageltechnews. We'll be back again today at 1 o'clock with the Mac Show. We'll have a fantastic show looking at all the developments of the week in Mac. And then also, we'll have a look at Photo at 3 o'clock and we'll be answering your questions. We've got three doozies of questions today to go through, so that's absolutely brilliant. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.